All right, hey, good afternoon. This is the I Am Sorry About Last Night podcast, part of the Social Podcast Network, www.socialpodcastnetwork.com. Local folks doing local podcasts. Good afternoon, February the 7th, 2025. Beautiful day here on the East Coast. I hope it's great wherever you're at. It is Friday. It is Friday afternoon. I am doing this podcast at a different time because I wanted to do it the other day and didn't get a chance. And you know, I went to a great meeting the other day, and I like to sit down and sort of chat about the things I hear that help me and, you know, create thought and, you know, remind me I don't know everything, right? And that was on Wednesday. Today's Friday. I'm actually going to a meeting tonight. But I wanted to, it was a great topic, so I definitely wanted to sit down and chat about it. I just haven't had a chance, and I worked today. I had one of those days. You know, February is not a great day for the hair business. It's okay, but definitely a lot slower. Plus tax time, I've shared, you know, that stresses me out. And so, you know, a lot of fear and anxiety, you know, that creeps in that, you know, I'm prepared for. I'm good, right? I know I've been doing this a while. It'll all work out. But, you know, another one of those days, had a big color cancel. So I've been sitting around. And a buddy of mine came in, and him and I sort of, we got into it in a little bit. You know, him and I both, I think, agree on a lot of stuff, but man, it's just, it's a tough time to have conversations with people, right? I shared the other day how I got in that, I decided to make my one and only text, and of course, you know, I got a bunch of grief for it, and, you know, I do regret it. I shouldn't have said anything. I'm not going to fix anybody. I'm not going to, you know, whether they need fixing, maybe I need fixing. I don't know, but that is not the place to do it. And so I learned my lesson there. Just keep my mouth shut and just let things do what they're going to do. But, man, it's just been an interesting time, and it's been we've had some nice weather, and now it's cold, and we got an ice storm coming. And so it's just a lot of stuff going on. But, you know, I do, you know, I'm just grateful today that I'm sober. And luckily, you know, with the help of this program, I hopefully will continue to stay sober.
I fickle my heart, I woozy my eyes. I struggle to find the truth in your lies. And now my heart stumbles on things I don't know. My weakness I feel I must finally show. Well, lend me your hand and we'll conquer them all. But lend me your heart and I'll just let you fall. Well, lend me your eyes, I can change what you see. But your soul you must keep totally free. Ha, ha, ha. Ha, 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 ha. But away my soul. How fickle my heart and how oozy my eyes. I struggle to find any truth in your lies. And now my heart stumbles on things I don't know. My weakness I feel I must finally show. Ha, 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 ha.
Awake my soul, Mumford & Sons Live, The Road to Red Rocks. That is a great album. If you haven't checked it out, it is amazing. Getting excited, Mumford & Sons is releasing a new album. They released a new song, sounds fantastic. I don't know if I shared before their last album. Great album, bad production, sounded terrible. This album sounds like from this song it's going to be good, so If you're a Mumford & Sons fan, go check that out. I don't know when it's coming out, but they did release a song, and it's very good. A lot like that. You know, old Mumford & Sons. Excuse me. So, I just thought I would come up and sit down. So, yeah, it is... It's a great title of a song, right? Awake My Soul. I went to the meeting the other night on Wednesday. That is my home group. And it was great. You know, all the people that I'm sponsoring, one, two, three of them, we were all there that night. And, you know, it's great. It's great to see those guys having some success, whether it's just the fact they're not drinking, right? And it's interesting. All three of them have different facets that are great to watch change and grow. And my one buddy, he's going through some, you know, personal challenges with his wife, soon to be ex-wife, and you know, he comes and you know, this is what we're gonna do, and this is what she's done. I said, listen, be kind, be graceful, you know, don't think anything stupid, right? Because that's right now, that's all that matters. Be a kind, nice person, right? Because you know, in 5 years, none of this shit will matter, and hopefully, you can have a great relationship, divorced, not divorced, whatever it is. But you know, these are the times that really set the tone for the future of that kind of stuff. And then my other buddy's got a couple years. He's doing good. I'm actually sponsoring one, two, three, four guys. And the one guy, my one buddy, he actually was secretary in the meeting and got another friend of mine to share. And it was just great. Great, you know, just everybody's hanging in there and I'm not doing anything. My message is always the same. Don't drink, go to meetings and you know, we'll have a conversation. But for today, you know, they seem to all be doing well. And it was great to be at the meeting. A buddy of mine spoke, and he doesn't have that much time, but I thought he did a great job. And, you know, the topic and his share was, you know, he kept it, you know, what it was like, what happened, and what it's like now. And that is a safe layout for a good share, right? It's exactly what we need to do and exactly what he did, and he did it just fine. But his topic was interesting, which was, where do you go to find your higher power? And I think he was talking about sort of like, some people like to go to the beach, right? Some people like to go to the mountains. Some people like to see the sunset, sunrise, whatever it is. They sort of tag that along with their, you know, higher power or God or whatever it is. And I thought it was an interesting topic. You know, spiritual awakening, God, religion, all that. Actually, spiritual awakening, God. Not religion, higher power. I've shared so many times the transition that I've been on from what I thought it was to what I think it is today, and not what I think it is, what I know it is, right? And that's only because I have decided to call this place of peace, love, and free of fear my higher power, right? Good, orderly direction, right? And I used to think, oh, that's simple. But it is that simple, right? Live a good life, right? And you will find a higher power. It's the living the good life is the hard part, right? And luckily through these steps and program, we learn how to do that. But it is so funny because like every person, I think, that comes to a program and they, you know, first thing they hear about is, or it's probably not the first thing they hear, but it's the first thing that I definitely paid attention to was God. And you know, I've shared before, man, my relationship with this God has been up and down, right? I can remember even as a kid, prior to even having a sip of alcohol, being interested in God. But I was a very self-centered kid, right? And so, you know, my search and my research, right, to try to find what this God was, you know, has just, I never found it, right? Just always looking. I remember buying a Bible. I asked for a Bible 1 year for Christmas, and I wanted everything that Jesus said or God said or whatever it is in the red letters, because I just was that interested. And I was always excited about the idea of having a relationship with something spiritual that could help me get things that I wanted. And the message I always heard was, you know, pray to God about it, right? Do this, ask God for help. And I just sort of, the message to me was like, if I pray, if I can find him and I can make contact, right? He will do things for me. And it just never worked out. And so, you know, I don't know if I wouldn't say I was mad at God or I was mad at my higher power. I just gave up on believing, right? And, And today it's been, you know, it's been a 180 degree shift, but I've also, you know, and I shared this in the meeting, you know, the only part of me that ever cared about God and coins, you know, was early recovery, right? When I come into the program, I'm like, yes, give me I want you 1 year coin and I want to be able to talk to God. And because that is the person that I was, right? That was the version of me, which is, I've said before, I was a very self-centered person, right? And, you know, regardless of what I thought as a child, coming into a program when I did, those old feelings came back. How can I build this relationship? What can I get from God? He carries people. It says it right there. When it was just my footprints, it was actually God carrying me. So he does help. It must be true, right? And I could just never, ever find it. And, you know, over time, working these steps, I've changed my position, right? And it's really through these steps, you know, admitting we're powerless over alcohol, that my life has become unmanageable, and then asking to believe in something, a higher power, a doorknob, whatever it is. And then when we get into that third step and we start making better choices and it starts reflecting in our life, right? On the surface, it looks like, yeah, if I make a better choice, it'll reflect in my life. But I've said before, I believe that's the real, I think the first step, we admitted, right? To admit is to surrender. That is a position of humility. I don't think I realized that at the time. I definitely did not realize that at the time, but it's exactly what it is. I surrender. I can't do this. I give up, right? And I've shared, I don't even know if I did the first step. I said it. Right, I've sat on 100 bars, millions of bar stools, right, and used to laugh. I must be an alcoholic, right? Look at my past; it must be true. But to actually be humble enough to admit that I'm actually powerless over alcohol, that my life has become unmanageable, I don't think I really did that for quite a while, right? But I read it, and then it asked us to find something, right? And then we start making better choices that start to reflect in our life. In my mind, I'm like, yeah, I'm doing better, and I'm not getting in trouble, so that's good. Not realizing, right, that is the beginning of a relationship, right? Because these are the things that God would want me to do, right? These good orderly direction, G-O-D, good orderly direction. That's the third step, right? Doing good things, and it reflects in my life. It keeps me on the right path. And then to go through our moral inventory and to start to understand what sort of, you know, character defects or spiritual defects that I had, right? And then we share them with another person. Then we get in the 6 and 7 and start doing those character defects and shortcomings. And then we get to the 8th and 9th, right? And by that point, and listen, I've gone through the, you know, in my first year, I did the 12 steps. I just did them because I was supposed to. I did them or else, right? And so I didn't get the effects. What I got was, good job, right? Good job, you did it. And I'm like, look at me, I did it, right? Because it was, my first attempt at these steps was based in fear. I would not understand that for a long time, but that's absolutely what it was, because if I didn't do them, or else. And I did not want to drink again. I don't know if I didn't want to drink again forever, but I know that I was pretty content, and I liked the idea of not drinking, and I was going with it. But, you know, the second time and the third time going through these steps, you know, I would change, right? I would start to have this spiritual awakening. I would start to get a taste, right? And I've shared before, coming back from the pandemic and being away from the program for a couple years or however long the meetings were closed, and finally getting back, I remember I was at the first meeting and I started crying because I was like, I didn't realize how important this is to me in my life. And from that point on, it's just been sort of this spiritual awakening. And, you know, I started to pay attention, you know, when I would do, you know, and this is coming from a guy that just spent his life doing dumb shit, right? Bad things, not being positive, not living in a humble light, living in a self-centered light, doing things that serve self, no matter who suffered in the end over it. And then starting, you know, over time, you know, getting sick of being in these predicaments as a sober person, right? And they're just all the little shortcomings and little character defects. You know, clearly I've said not drinking alcohol is a character defect, and I stopped that one. And, you know, it took me a while to get over the fact that I really maybe needed to look for more, right? I was the guy that felt like just, you know, I was drank too much. I was a drunk driver. I'm not doing that anymore. And for a while, for some years, that was enough. I would go through the steps. I would work it. But in the back of my mind, I'm like, listen, I'm not drinking and driving, so that's got to count for something. And it did, right? I wasn't getting pulled over, and that was great. But, you know, we still, and then to start to learn about how much fear played a role in my life, I'll never forget, I was at a meeting, and all of a sudden it talked in that first step how this was all started by fear. And then I started to understand how much fear has been in my life my whole life. And who's afraid? Self is afraid. And all of a sudden I had this table full of pieces, and I started to put a piece, two or three together, and it started to make a little bit more sense. And then once I started to understand, right, do the right thing publicly and privately, and I will live in a place of peace that is compared to nothing, right? We all know what it's like to live in a place full of fear, right? When am I going to get caught? When are they going to find out? When am I going to do it again, right? It's all fear. And when we start to live that life where I am not doing that anymore, and all of a sudden, you know, I'm like, well, geez, I don't have anything I'm worried about. And then that starts to be a place of peace, love, and free of fear. And I've called that God. To me, that is my higher power. And, you know, I've shared before, and I shared it in the meeting. To me, God and a higher power is a product of good living, good orderly direction. If I live a life of good orderly direction, publicly and privately, honestly, thoroughly, I find God. It's just this peaceful place, right? And, you know, like I shared the other day, when I put that text out, all of a sudden I'm like, shit, I'm going to get, you know, all these people are calling me names, and you know, how many people are going to get involved in this, and who's going to say what to me? And, you know, then I started worrying about what I was going to say, right? Because there is devils still in there, and they did want to let him have it and call him names and, you know, badmouth them. I actually, you know, I was really, and I'm not going to get into it, but I did reply to one guy, the guy that I actually had sent the text to, and was like, you know, this isn't about, you know, being mad. This is really about hopefully bringing people together. And he never said anything else. Maybe he was fine with that. You know, I told him, man, we went to high school together. I'm actually a big fan of yours. I just don't appreciate continuously posting this bullshit. And bullshit to me, right? To him, he's very passionate about it. This is what he believes, right? And so I can't say what he's saying is wrong if he believes that. It just doesn't agree, or it just doesn't line up with what I believe. And so it doesn't really make either one of us wrong. It just makes us having to agree to disagree. And it's real easy to do by not texting. But of course, I text, and then all of a sudden, fear and shame and embarrassment showed up, and a lot of shame about what I wanted to say, right? You know, I talked about that in the meeting. There's times, you know, I'll do things and I'm doing the right thing, but I'll have my initial thought is not always great, right? And today I'm like, you know, we can't do that. That's stupid. That's not going to work. That's not going to work out to very good in your favor. But I still am like, why did I even think that, right? And so shame about that comes up, and it just keeps piling and piling. And, you know, I spent the last couple of days sort of checking the text. You know, people are still piling on, bad mouthing. Where'd you go? You know, still antagonizing, you know, trying to get me to mix it up. And I just kept staying out of it. But, you know, I'm like, am I going to wake up and look at my phone and there's going to be more text about this stupid thing that I said? And so I haven't been living with my higher power, right? Even though I believe in a higher power, right? I, you know, hey, hallelujah. But when I make choices and decisions, you know, once you find a higher power, you're not guaranteed to have it all the time, right? You know, I shared before about, you know, a great example for me is with a higher power is, you know, I give you the Corvette, and I say, here's your beautiful Corvette, and then I take the keys and I throw them in the garage and then fill the garage with boxes. And you're like, well, how am I going to use the Corvette if I can't get to the boxes? You got to go through each box and figure out how to get it out of there. And, you know, making stupid comments on Facebook is a box, right? And I just put another box in the freaking garage, and so now I got to go through it and be like, you know, why did I do it? What was this about? Ego, pride, you know, what was the result? Shame, guilt. I don't like that. I don't like to live like that. And, you know, eventually it'll all settle down and those anxieties and fears will fade. But, you know, they're decisions I have to make on a daily basis on how much I want to keep my relationship with God. And, you know, it's all throughout the day, right? And so, you know, my answer, right, to where do I go to find my higher power is just the decisions that I make in my day, right? I try to live, and at this point, I'm aware of all of them, right? There is nothing that I'm going to do or say or think about to do or say that I'm not surprised about, right? Unless I, like, killed somebody or stabbed somebody or something, I'd be like, oh, my God, I didn't know that was there. And hopefully that, you know, never happens. But to this point, I'm pretty sure I'm aware of, you know, my ability to stay stupid shit, and I'm also aware of my ability to keep my mouth shut. And so, you know, it's my decision. I decide how great I want my relationship with the higher power is. And, you know, I believe that we are all spiritual beings, right? I believe I'm a spiritual being having a human experience, right? And the only thing that keeps me from having that are character defects. And, you know, writing stupid shit on Facebook, commenting on stuff like that, that's a character defect, because a good character would be like, listen, this isn't, you know, this isn't my fight, right? I'm not changing anything. I'm not going to fix anything. My ego and my pride just want to mix it up and let them have it. And I know better, right? I know better today. And knowing better is a character positive, right? I mean, there are things that we do that are good for our character, and there are things that we do that are bad, and that was one of them. And so, you know, I just have to, you know, stay in touch with that stuff and, you know, remind myself, is this worth it? Because, you know, as soon as you say something, it's going to open the floodgates and your higher power is going to leave, because that's not higher power approved, right? This is just being silly, immature, self-centered, right? And not being considerate. The fact is that everybody has their belief, and just because it doesn't line with mine doesn't make it wrong, right? My buddy was just in, my last client, he's a friend of mine, I cut his hair, and, you know, him and I sort of got into it, but, you know, I had to realize, hey, you know, this isn't, he is really passionate, you know, he's pretty fired up, and I'm like, I just sort of went through this, so I have to, you know, be cautious, right, and be careful what I say, and sometimes it's just good to listen, right? Like that acronym for HOPE, hearing other people's experience and not commenting, right? And I think that not commenting rule has been a rule that's, you know, that exists inside meetings, right? We listen to other people's shares and then we don't crosstalk. We don't comment. We don't correct them. We don't fix them. We just listen and be like, yeah, okay, I hear where he's coming from. And that's sometimes what I have to do when it comes to even having conversations with my friends. And, you know, I just had to let him talk. I wanted to get into it. I wanted to prove him wrong, but, you know, it just wasn't going to be worth it because he's a good friend of mine. And it's, you know, I don't want to lose a friend over this stuff. So, but that, you know, to answer that guy's question, where do I go? You know, I go to my list of character defects that I don't want to be pulling out, right? I got to make sure I'm on guard because they are always ready. And as long as I protect those, and even more the shortcomings, right? The little things, right? And it can even be liking a post, right? Or sharing a post. There are things that I've shared that say what I want without me putting any words to it, right? I think a lot of us do that. We share things, right? I didn't say it. I just shared what somebody else shared. That can be, you know, a shortcoming, right? That can be, you're still mixing it up without your fingerprints as much on it. And I have to be careful with that too, because that can create the same kind of separation, right, between me and a higher power that, you know, posting something or writing something that, you know, maybe somebody doesn't agree with. So, you know, so I guess the answer is I just got to be on my P's and Q's, man, and I just have to watch what I say and do. And as long as I'm not doing anything stupid and ego-based or pride-based that's, you know, out of character for me, I live in a place of peace, love, and free of fear. And to me, that's what I call God, right? Good, orderly direction. And I can have it at the beach. I can have it, you know, on the sunrise. I can do it out on the water. I think a lot of the times when I'm at the beach or I'm out paddling or, you know, it's a sunset or whatever, these in the mountains or these moments, you know, I think I focus on the beauty, right? The gratitude of being able to experience something like this. And for that short period of time, I'm not thinking about fear and I'm not thinking about regret and I'm not thinking about, you know, the future and how awesome or whatever it is I'm going to be. It's just very in the moment. And, you know, I've always said in the moment is free of fear, right? We are peace, love, and free of fear. So I think it's easy to for me to identify, you know, moments like that as like God moments. But, you know, I can have them throughout the day. You know, I've had a pretty good day today. I'm still suffering from my stupid text. But, you know, I'm not posting anything else. I'm done with it. I'm, you know, to each his own. I shouldn't have done that. I apologize. I will not be doing that again. And so, yeah, I think for me, I can find a relationship with God, my higher power, anywhere, as long as I am on my best behavior. And at this point in my recovery, I should be pretty much on my best behavior all the time. I do find that to be the case most of the time, but hey, you know, devils show up and they sometimes blurt out shit and I have to, you know, own that and ask for forgiveness. So, but yeah, that was the meeting. Let's see if we can do a daily reflections and then I'm going to maybe eat some dinner and then I'm going to another meeting. And yeah. See what's going on. Let's see. Daily reflections. What is all this shit? Oh, here we go. Daily reflections. Hold on now. Here we go. All right. February the 7th. A path to faith. True humility and an open mind can lead us to faith. And every AA meeting is an assurance that God will restore us to sanity if we rightly relate ourselves to him. Yeah, I mean, exactly, right? I would imagine God is pretty good orderly direction. So if I can stick with good orderly direction, do the next right thing, more than likely I'm aligned with God. If I'm not doing the next right thing, if I'm doing self-centered things, I'm not aligned with God. I am aligned with the devil, and that is no place to be. 12 Steps, 12 Traditions, page 33. My last drunk had landed me in the hospital, totally broken. It was then that I was able to see my past float in front of me. I realized that through drinking, I had lived every nightmare I had ever had. My own self-will and obsession to drink had driven me into a dark pit of hallucinations, blackouts, and despair. Finally beaten, I asked for God's help. His presence told me to believe. Second step. My obsession for alcohol was taken away and my paranoia has since been lifted. I am no longer afraid and I know my life is healthy and sane. Yeah. Wow. How appropriate was that? That's it, man. You know, basically, like I told the guy, God is a byproduct of good living. And after the meeting, I went up to him and, you know, to shake his hand and, you know, tell him, you know, he thought he did a nice job. And he looks at me and goes, God is a byproduct of good living. I like that. That's awesome. All right. Well, listen, hope everyone has a great day. Stay sober, man, and we'll talk to you later. Bye.
In these bodies we will live, in these bodies we will die. But where you invest your love, you invest your life. In these bodies we will live, in these bodies we will die. But where you invest your love, you invest your life. Thank you.